number three Gallagher Team Penske Chevrolet with his third win of the season, second on an oval, seventh podium of the season, 19th of his career, and still mathematically alive for the 2024 IndyCar Series Championship. Chevrolet, by the way, clinches the manufacturer championship as well. So a big day. Just your thoughts on another win here in 2024.
It was awesome. I mean, the car was a lot better today than it was yesterday, and I was able to do what I wanted in traffic in some ways, kind of what Pato was able to do yesterday. And that's big props to Benny and the crew. The Gallagher Chevy was just unreal. But yeah, once I got confidence with the car, the first stint was quite tough for me, but once I got the confidence in the car and where I wanted to run the car, I thought the track was really cool. You know, even the way that, you know, racing Herder there, he's a little bit older tires than I was and whatnot, and you could sort of enter at the same point and he would go low and I'd go high and you'd sort of end up in the same spot, and that's why you could have really good side-by-side racing, I thought. I mean, it's always fun when you're leading, but that was a fun I thought it was a really fun race. It was a lot funner for me than yesterday, good lord. So yeah, really proud of everyone.
Nicely done.
Proud of the turnaround, because we were really bad yesterday on my side.
Questions in person. Bruce, you got your hand up. Lucille, come to you.
Another oval win, as we talked a couple of weeks ago at the shop. How
definitely an IndyCar driver now.
Yeah, how you're becoming an oval driver. Yeah. But just how proud are you of being able to master this unique skill in racing?
Look, I wouldn't say that it's like for me. Like I think winning on an oval is like not saying road and street courses isn't satisfying, because I'll never forget my first race win and whatnot. But like, it's incredible winning on an oval. It's like a lot of things have to go right. You have to make the right moves at the right time. And that's why I just imagine, you know, that's probably why I put an Indy above a championship in some ways, because it's just incredible how perfect it has to go on an oval. And, it's the backbone of our sport. I thought it was great. The crowd was awesome. It was an awesome weekend. And honestly, I thought the racing was a lot better than we all expected as well. So, and that's props to IndyCar. That's props to Firestone. The drivers as well. I mean, there was a couple of incidents, but we were mostly pretty good.
Speaking of incidents, one of them was to your teammate, Will Power. That could have been a really huge day for him. Mm. Then he ends up spinning. And just how shocked were you by seeing that? Because he could have been leaving here, if not the points leader, only down a couple.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to make your own decisions, and I felt like I made it, you know, reasonably. I knew his position. Obviously, when Pelot didn't start the race, it was like, okay, well, things shifted to Will in terms of trying to get him back, and that's sort of why I made it a little bit easier in that first stint. Way you go. But yeah, man, it sucks. Look, he's still in the chance, but he probably could have capitalized a lot. But I don't really know what happened, so I can't comment on it. I just know he spun, and I was surprised for sure.
Lucille, go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Congratulations.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks.
Barring not counting how you did yesterday, last night, or today, which race did you prefer, the evening one or the afternoon?
No, honestly, I know I won, but I like this race. Yesterday was extremely hard, and I don't know what other drivers thought or said or whatever, but I could not see into 3 and 4. The glare from the sun was incredible, especially when the windscreen got really dirty and stuff. So that was a big issue for me, and it probably made the raceability of the track a little tougher down at 3-4 compared to today, because it was just so hard to pick the right line, and no one wanted to sort of make a wrong move. So I prefer this start time. I thought we had a pretty good crowd. Unless we put some lights on, it'd be pretty sick, but yeah, it'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go Nate and then Tony.
Yeah, the other drivers were in here yesterday saying cars were disappearing and then reappearing. So you weren't the only person who had trouble seeing it.
Yeah.
Scott, before this weekend, Penske was unbeaten on ovals this year, and then yesterday obviously was a bit of a struggle, and this was a hard fought win for you today. Everybody said you guys were lights out, though, at the test here. Did the field catch up, do you think, a little bit to Penske here?
I think the test maybe threw us for a loop a little bit. The tire was a little bit different. The pace of the cars were a little bit different. So when the pace slowed down yesterday in the race, like, we just weren't good when it was slow. When it was high speed, the car was quite good. And you know, when it was creating natural downforce. But when it started slowing down, that's when we really struggled, which we fixed today with a couple of things. So I think we just missed the mark yesterday. I mean, I think our qualifying was really good. I thought we hit some really good lap times. And like that, I led the first 30 laps or whatever it was, and I felt pretty good until I caught traffic, and I just couldn't do anything. So today was a big change up for that as well.
And just kind of follow up on that, you said you were beating yourself up yesterday. Yeah. Was it mistakes you were making behind the wheel too, or is it just...
I just made, you know, it's my first flat track, I guess, and just, yeah, I was pretty peeved. Honestly, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, because I only slept like 4 hours last night. I was up till probably 3 a.m. just I couldn't sleep. I was like rolling over. It was crazy. It's funny how I think it's a lot to do with, you know, a doubleheader, you know, and your adrenaline is just going. But I generally just was pissed off with the way that it went, and my performance, a little bit of the team's performance, and then the car performance. And it was just trying to think of like ways to make it better. And I mean, that's passion. I think my engineer was the same. He was 4.5 hours. Like, it's just the same. It's a passion to be better. And but yeah, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, and I need to catch up on as much as I can, because a month time we're going to have a baby, so it's going to be full on.
Tony,
that's a tough one to follow. Scotty, when you talk about like how much confidence you're feeling better today, how much better did you feel in traffic compared to when you hit the lap cars yesterday?
Oh my god, like 10 out of 10, 100% better. It was night and day. I could pick where I wanted. It took me a little bit of time to get comfortable and confident, but ultimately, man, it was just lights out for me today in traffic. And I think a couple of my moves on the restarts was just showing my confidence and stuff, and what I had underneath me, where yesterday I was hanging on for dear life.
Did you feel the lap traffic was fair? Were there any incidents or moments during the race?
There's a couple. I mean, they race you hard when you're leading, because they want to sound the lead lap, and you expect it. But no, I thought it was fair. I thought, honestly, I had a blast racing Colton for the lead. Like, that was awesome. Like, we were banging and you know, side by side. But it was, like, legit. Like, it was just, that's how it should be. Like, I knew he was there. I slid up a little bit. He pinched me. We hit. It was, like, proper. It was so cool. It was kind of like being in the supercar again. It's like, you know, you're just banging doors. It was, and that's, this place is nice because you haven't got much banking. So it's like a big road course. So, yeah, it was fun.
Tony?
A couple things here. I think it's your first win for Gallagher, and I know your guys had a late night. I think Marshall reported it took a long time to change that livery over there. First, speak on that. Secondly, you know, I talked to your fueler, and he said that last stop, it was like he wasn't even there. He plugged in perfectly. Talk about your stops today, and then, of course, your spotter's from here in Wisconsin as well, so big homecoming for him.
Yeah, I mean, 53s, they were ripping today. Unreal, got really fast in the pit stops, and I said on TV, but the 21 car was super helpful. They were the box behind us, and they it was really good sportsmanship, to be honest, like just allowing me to have an open in into my pit box and stuff under some pretty important pit stops, so they don't have to do that. They're a lap down car or trying to stay on the lead lap, and they're trying to help me. So I mean, that's props to Team Chevy too for that camaraderie. But on Adam, like, yeah, it's awesome for him. You know, he's been chasing this win in Wisconsin. I don't think he's even had one in Indy next. So it's super cool to have that for him. And I know he's going to be having a couple of spotted cows tonight, that's for sure.
New sponsor perhaps for 2025. Just
yeah. Oh, yeah. And on Gallagher, I mean, like, 9 hours to change the stickers. Pretty incredible job. And the car looked pristine this morning. But, like, the effort is just unmatched. Like, it's just really cool to see. Like, they just want to do it. But yeah, this is an important race for Gallagher too. They're only an hour or so down the road, or whatever, however long Chicago is down the road. So that's their home base, and yeah, pretty cool.
Scott, was the racing what you expected this weekend or more?
It's hard to tell because the tire change from the test day. The test day was quite hard, difficult to pass and whatnot. No deg, and this weekend was really good. So I probably would say it was better than we all thought. And the track was wide enough.
We had 667 on-track passes yesterday. It was up to 763 today. Damn. So a lot of action throughout. We're not going to have time to get to everybody on Zoom, but I do want to hit David Turner, the hometown folks down under.
No, guys, this is Kiwis, all right? This is Kiwis looking after Kiwis.
Keep it
Keep it short, though, David. We don't need a story today.
I've got to make a flight, bro, so let's go.
I'll keep it short. First of all, another Kiwi 1-2, so we're lining up for that Kiwi clean sweep of the podium, so that's one thing that's coming, keeping it short. Just quickly, Scott, I know you've kind of touched on it, but the drivability of the track over the 2 days, the differences in the rubber, the temperature, everything, did that factor into today's race, or was it just another game on?
It was interesting. Like, I thought the bottom lane today was a little bit harder than it was yesterday. I think the heat and it being a darker sort of tinge of asphalt, it was probably a little bit hotter today just to make those moves. But yeah, I mean, like, the track was really fun to drive and slick in places. But once you sort of got your head around it, it was really, really cool. And yeah, it was super fun, man. Super fun.
And then just quickly, because I know you've got to go, but the flat track that you've had this weekend and then back up onto a more elevated banked track in, you know, just over 2 weeks' time. Differences for you as a driver? Do you, you know, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
Well, I haven't stepped foot in that joint yet. So it's a whole new place for me. I've seen some footage and whatnot and obviously watched the NASCAR racing there and some old IndyCar footage. But yeah, it's going to be interesting how that races as well. I'm hoping that, you know, we come with a similar tire to what we've done this weekend and we can have some really good racing like we have. But I'm sort of expecting a little bit of action, man. I just, people are crazy right now. Like, there's a lot of people out there that don't give an F. So I'm excited to see how we go.
Well, a win on an oval certainly makes you an IndyCar driver now. There's no doubt about that. But you've been one of those for a while. Really looking forward to catching up with you in Nashville. So we'll see you in about a week and a half's time.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Anyone else in person? And we'll... You're excited, aren't you, Jenna, about this opportunity? We got a couple of things, but congratulations.